Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 1 of season 3. This week we are studying the introductory pages of the Book of Mormon. And this is our first week of study for the Book of Mormon. Happy New Year to everyone, and I am so excited to study the Book of Mormon with you this year. I started this podcast 2 years ago when we began our study of the Old Testament, and while I have loved learning more about the Bible, I will admit that I have been looking forward to the Book of Mormon for a long time. I'm super happy to be able to study this with you. The Book of Mormon is my favorite book of Scripture, and it's actually my favorite book of any book that I've read. So I am particularly excited. I have found more truth in the pages of the Book of Mormon and better understanding of how to live my life with greater happiness and greater peace than through any other book. And for me personally, I found Joseph Smith's statement to be absolutely true. On the introduction page of the Book of Mormon, it reads, quote, "Concerning this record," meaning the Book of Mormon, "the prophet Joseph Smith said, I told the brethren that the Book of Mormon was the most correct of any book on earth, and the keystone of our religion, and a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book." I know that this statement is true. I know that as we read and learn from the Book of Mormon this year, we will have the opportunity to grow closer to God. I also know that we'll find many truths in its pages that will help us better manage our emotional and mental health. I believe that part of growing closer to God is learning to live more like Him, which involves increasing our emotional resilience. As I was studying the materials for this week, I had several insights that I'd like to share with you. In the section labeled The Testimony of the Prophet Joseph Smith, we read Joseph Smith's own account of how he received the gold plates, starting with his visit from the angel Moroni on that night in September 1823. Now, you might recall that Moroni visited Joseph 4 times. He started in the middle of the night, and then that last visit happened after Joseph passed out during his work activities during the day. So probably in about a 12-hour period, he had 4 visits from Moroni. Each time that Moroni gave him a message, he included everything that he had said in the previous message, along with additional information. I've often wondered why Moroni repeated himself each time. I thought maybe it was for emphasis or to help Joseph remember, and those things could be true. But in this reading, as I studied this week, I had a different thought based on something I read. And so in between the 2nd and 3rd visits from Moroni, Joseph says the following, quote, "By this time, so deep were the impressions made on my mind that sleep had fled from my eyes, and I lay overwhelmed in astonishment at what I had both seen and heard." So this was, like I said, in between the 2nd and 3rd visits, and Joseph was completely overwhelmed by what had happened, and he wasn't sleepy anymore. Joseph makes a point of saying that his state of mind had changed from the 1st visit to the 3rd visit because of the things that had already happened, because of the visits that had already occurred. Joseph was kind of hyper-focused at that point and was in a different state of readiness to hear. And it makes me wonder if Joseph, when he heard the message the 3rd time, I wonder if he listened more intently. Maybe he learned more from the same things he had heard the 1st 2 times because he was in a different state of mind to listen. And as I was thinking about that, I equated that with modern temple attendance. I know that if I go to the temple in a thoughtful state or with questions that I need answers to, I usually get more out of my temple worship, and I hear the voice of the Lord more clearly. It's not that the message that's being delivered is any different, but I'm in a better state of mind to receive it. When we are in a state of readiness to hear, we often get more out of the message, even if we've heard the message before. Now, let's equate this to mental health. I know many people who have struggled with chronic mental health issues, and many times they've been to counseling before, and sometimes with limited success. They felt like the counseling didn't work for them, and they haven't gone back. And I'd like to caution against this mindset. Just because counseling didn't work the first time, that doesn't mean that it won't work a second or third time. And the reason for this is simple, and similar to the experience Joseph Smith had, because your mind right now is not the same as it was before when you went to counseling the first or second or third times. You've had different experiences since then. Perhaps you are in a better state of readiness now than before. Perhaps even going back to counseling and hearing the same things you heard before might have a different impression this time. So if you've engaged in some sort of mental health intervention in the past and found poor effect, try not to blame the intervention exclusively. Sometimes with a different mindset and a different set of experiences, the same intervention might be more helpful a second or third time around. Let's talk about another insight from this week's reading. This is also from the section labeled The Testimony of the Prophet Joseph Smith. And I quote, "Again, he, meaning the angel Moroni, told me that when I got those plates of which he had spoken, for the time that they should be obtained was not yet fulfilled, I should not show them to any person, neither the breastplate with the Urim and Thummim, only to those to whom I should be commanded to show them. If I did, I should be destroyed." I used to think that the warning of being destroyed was almost like a threat to Joseph, like that if he disobeyed, then God would destroy him. But I've since come to think differently about this, particularly because of another statement from Joseph Smith. It's later, but in the same reading section as before. And this is after Joseph has obtained the gold plates. And he says this, quote, "I soon found out the reason why I had received such strict charges to keep them," meaning the gold plates, "safe, and why it was that the messenger had said that when I had done what was required at my hand, he would call for them. For no sooner was it known that I had them, that the most strenuous exertions were used to get them from me. Every stratagem that could be invented was resorted to for that purpose. The persecution became more bitter and severe than before, and multitudes were on the alert continually to get them from me if possible." The efforts to get the golden plates from Joseph were based on just rumors that he had them. And can you imagine how many more people may have been after them if Joseph had paraded the plates around, or if he'd been careless with whom he showed them to? To me, it seems like the warning of being destroyed if he showed the plates to others without proper authorization was not because God would destroy him, but because his sloppy efforts would result in a natural destruction by his foes. Heavenly Father, knowing the hearts and minds of Joseph's enemies, gave Joseph instructions that would keep him safe. That reminded me of the counsel that we are given to stay on the covenant path. It reminded me of the many commandments that God has given to us to direct our choices. Now, by doing this, God isn't giving us counsel to control us or to restrict our agency. He just knows the dangers of this life and has given us direction to help us navigate safely. The counsels of God not only apply to our spiritual circumstances, but also our emotional circumstances. The truths that you learn in your Book of Mormon study this year will help you better manage your emotional and mental health. In some cases, you'll feel heavenly counsel to either start or stop doing things. This is not a violation of your agency, but an invitation to exercise your agency to choose something that will bring greater happiness and peace. As you study this year and as you bring your questions to the Lord, whatever questions you have, I know you'll receive answers. Sometimes those answers will be specific direction on what to do, and sometimes those answers will be a simple reminder to be still and to wait for further light and knowledge. I am so excited for this year's study, and know that as we study and incorporate truth into our lives, we will experience greater peace and happiness. I always end my podcast episodes with an invitation to act and invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations would be good for you. This week's invitation is, what are some questions that you have about your personal situation that you want to get answers to this year? And then how will you prepare yourself and what will you do differently to be able to receive and understand the answers that you seek? I have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. To find out how to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter, and you can find that link in the show notes. Also, please subscribe so you can easily access new episodes each week, and please share this podcast with others if you find it helpful. There are also written transcripts of the podcast, and you can find a link for that in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.